السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. السلام عليكم my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. In last many days, many things happening, generating thoughts. And again, when you have illness, pain, weakness, normally, all of a sudden, desire disappear. The meaning of this dunya disappear, the pleasure of this dunya disappear, and your need and your desire is different. Your need and desire to Allah make it easy on you, and all of a sudden you start reflecting of akhirah. And honest to Allah, at this time also, many things will happen, because surrounding me, many of the girls I know, the mother get ill, the father get ill, somebody get ill, and all of a sudden the reality is ugly. If the illness extend the time, we get upset, we get uptight. Imagine, and we cannot serve. How does a person feel? Believe me, many people I met or I visit, and I make dua for the sick person. Because don't forget, imagine when you're ill in a hospital or somewhere, and in the beginning, your relative or your friend or your husband or your wife or your kids visit. 2 days later, they feel sick and tired of visiting. And little by little, nobody show up. How you feel? This is a problem in the ummah today. May Allah save us. Give us peaceful ending, and we're not going to be burden to us, or us causing burden to nobody. I remember I was visiting some of my relatives, some of the people close in my life, and I developed a lot of gas. And in maybe 3-4 meters of distance, I cannot stop it, because sometime when it happened, it's unbelievable amount. And they come and go every 5 minutes. Every 5 minutes. I release some gas. And the person give me lecture about bad manner. And how dare I do that. And I'm ill. I do not do it for fun. Or when you go to the bathroom very often, what you can do? Or when you are feeling your head is heavy, or you have pain, and you won't be alone from pain, or from illness. Imagine some people criticize you. Criticize you when you're ill. Criticize you when you have pain. They get uptight and they get upset. Imagine you're ill and they get upset. Subhanallah al-Azim. I remember Allah gave me a gift. My father, before he died, I serve the maximum I can, until the last moment of his life. And my mother is the same. And one sheikh one time, rahmatullah alayhi, he died. He called me and tell me, my son, I want to give you glad tidings. The way you deal with your mother, remember, your family and your kids will deal with you. This is my brother and sister, I saw it all over. You have rahmah over the people around you. You show rahmah, you show kindness. Allah will send people to be kind and rahmah to you. You be harsh, you be tough, you do not show rahmah. In the ending, Allah will make you have the same, and people will be away from you. Remember, the way you deal with people, the way Allah will send people deal with you the same. Look at the condition of the ummah. You find we become so selfish, so greedy. I was watching the picture of the slums and the amount of garbage in the sewer system. I've been through it for a few nights in my life. I never forget it. How many of us thanking Allah for the air or breathing? Today, believe it or not, I have certain amount of pain and I want to go to the bathroom. You do not know how happy am I after I came from the bathroom. Just going to the bathroom make me happy. You see, we take it for granted, my brother and sister in Islam. We take it for granted the air we breathe. How many people cannot breathe air from illness? How many people in the slum, when the humidity go high, when the rain coming, and all this garbage become rotten more and more, and mix it with the sewer system, and the mosquito, and the smell in the air. Did you ever think about that? By this way, are we thanking Allah for a little bit of air, for the water, for urination, for going to the bathroom, for eating and digesting? Today one doctor, he said something. It's very simple, I forget the terminology. It is a muscle or a bunch of muscle in the upper stomach. Instead of dropping the food down, it rejects. It causes rejection. And when this causing rejection, it generates acidity. When it generates acidity, it generates sometimes uptightness and muscle cramp in the chest. Look at this. We take it for granted. We take it for granted, my brother and sister in Islam. I can keep going and going and going. And sometimes I hear, I feel lonely, I feel sad, I feel this, I feel that. The bottom line, when you meet the majority of us not happy, not content, and we forget the basic of the basic bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala over us, air, water, food, going to the bathroom, ability to sleep, have a place to sleep. Every time I remember and I'm watching the news, how many Syrian people or Iraqi or Yemeni or Palestinian or Afghani or Pakistani or Indian or Burma, and the list will keep going, or Libyan or Iraqi. Imagine you walking in 100 degree, 105, 115, 117, heat, no shelter, no shelter, and no future, no piece of meal, no even water, no accomplice even to lie down, no peace and security. Or imagine your kids or you or a part of your family is being cut into pieces in the front of you, or your own child become disabled. Today you have at least 1 million disabled Syrian. Imagine when I talk to you like that and we're still uptight about something, have resentment about something. Today something came in my heart also. What about the loved one who ignore you? The loved one who's supposed to love you and care for you, ignore you and even know salam, or even know how you feel. And I discover something. You remember the verse 20 from Al-Furqan? We create you as a tribe for each other. Lately, I discover your bad manner to me, you're neglecting, or your whatever do against me, is a trial for me. This is what happening to us, family, society, each other. What I have to do, again, I have to remember your goodness and make dua for you from my heart. By this way, my dear brother and sister in Islam, we have a lot to thank Allah for. A lot. And please, serve, be kind, have rahmah to the people around you. And when you see people neglecting you or causing any harm to you, make dua for them. It's a fitna for you. And beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give you a good ending with the pleasure of Allah and have rahmah on you. And beg Allah to make you not burden to anybody and nobody burden to you. Because today, our heart and our iman is weak. And final thought, when many sisters call me or send me a message or send me a text message or whatever, and all of them has one thing in common, feel lonely, upset, sad. Even one of them, she tell me, my brother, I used to want to get married. I'm getting married, or I married already. I want a child. And I said to myself, what next? And alhamdulillah, she sent me a message today, which she go away alone in a lake. And she sent me a message from the front of the lake. Okay? And what she said, you know, what she said? She said to me how peaceful it is in the front of the lake. Just looking to the water, listening to the wind. And she tell me how small and insignificant we are. This is what happened, my brother and sister, in dunya. When dunya make us so busy, so crowded, and make believe I am the one, we forget the basic. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I wish my message reach your heart, and try to be kind, have rahmah to other, be sensible, have sympathy, and have basic, you know, thinking you are next. And what will you want the people to do with you? The way you deal with people, the way people will deal with you. Remember that. May Allah save us from our own arrogance and zulm. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our own blindness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from our disease of the heart, selfish and greed and arrogant. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala switch all our bad quality to good quality. And remember, say, Ya Allah, Ya Muqeet, Ya owner of quality. And call Allah with the quality. And try to be busy for Sabilillah. Today we can, tomorrow we can't. And make dua. Not only for me, for the whole ummah. For the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is suffering. Big time, big time. You have today million and million of people under siege. They have nothing. They cannot escape. They cannot live. They cannot die. They cannot have nothing. And we complaining. None of us have the right to complain about nothing. We have plenty to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we should have show mercy, kindness, and respect to each other illness or condition. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbil Alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put barakah and nur and qabul in everything I say and do. Please, my brother and sister in Islam, try to be good. Goodness is so beautiful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brother and sister in Islam. All of a sudden, I was thinking about Muhammad Ali Clay. Muhammad Ali Clay is a famous boxer from America in the 60s. And the one who embraced Islam. And believe it or not, two things was he famous of. Anybody know? Not the boxing. Not he was a comedian. If you go in YouTube, you will find tons and tons of recording about him. But you will not believe it, two quality he has. He was extremely generous. He make tons of money, and he spent a lot of money for every organization and kids and hospital and study and education, you name it. By the way, one quality is generosity. Now let me tell you about another quality. The another quality, he fear hellfire. He fear hellfire. To the point in some people reported, he used some time to get a match, burn his hand by his own hand. And he said, what are you going to do if you enter Jahannam? Imagine he's vigilant. This is Iman. This Iman. Generosity, Iman. Caring for other, Iman. Look at his ending. He was ill for years. But look how many people love him.
how many people show respect for him, and how much da'wah he did with his kindness, generosity, and caring. May Allah give us the quality of generosity, caring, and kindness to mankind. And may Allah give us a good ending with dignity, insha'Allah, and the pleasure of Allah. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I'm still alive, alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. I cannot say except alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Everything happening is a tawfiq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And believe it or not, from last night until today, things happening to me. And I wake up in the middle of the night. And something I remember. Something I want to share with you, amazing. One day, maybe 5-7 years ago, I don't remember exactly, my mother was very ill, rahmatullahi alayha. She was in the mid-80s, extremely ill, extremely in pain. And I remember in this particular day, it was very hot, and I was visiting. And I also have some pain in my head. My head was very heavy. And I went to a place in the house. And I took some medication and I slept. When I wake up, my sister came to me and told me, your mother asked about you. Now a woman in a lot of pain, a lot of illness, in the mid-80s, she looked at me and told me, how are you feeling? I said, don't worry about it. She said, how are you feeling? I said, mom, it was a really very strong headache, and I was in pain. Forgive me, I did not spend some time with you. In a split of a second, without no hesitation, from a weak woman, sick and ill, in the mid-80s. She said, she raised her hand to Allah and shivering. And she said, Ya Allah, don't give him any pain and transfer all his pain and illness to me. The way she makes the dua, I cannot take it. And I run to my room and I start crying in a way I cannot handle it. Why? I felt, how criminal am I? Can I make the same dua for my mom? And I started crying and said, Allah, forgive me. Can I make the same dua for my mom at this moment? I can't. Because I saw how much she is suffering. And look at the kind of love and caring. Wallahi, people, if you see the way she did the dua, and I beg Allah to forgive me. My dear brother and sister in Islam, imagine you feel ill or you are ill and you are in pain or you have a situation and some of the most beloved people to you do not even ask how you're feeling or give you salam. How many kids, the parents, get ill and the parents cannot, I'm sorry, the kids cannot visit the parents very often because the illness is taking too long. And this why, believe me, I'm not worried about the pain or illness. May Allah make it a cure, verification, purification, forgiveness, erasing, elevation, and make me get closer to Him and thank Him. What is scaring me always, if I will be burdened to other, or other burden to me, and I can lose it. May Allah allow us to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time and be content. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make me burden to anybody. And oh Allah, if you're going to take me in easy, Allah. Because I saw things in my life very ugly, very ugly. When people get sick, all of a sudden, the relative, the close friend, even husband and wife, they cannot take it. I remember a brother, his name is Yunus Rahmatullah Ali. He was extremely ill, 100% paralyzed, no cure, and the only way to have a relationship with him or a communication by writing one word at a time and look at his eyebrows movement. This is the only thing he can do. Anyway, to make the story short, one day, after a long, long struggle, I asked him if he did Hajj. He said, no. I asked him, do you have money? He said, yes, plenty. I keep tracking his wife, and one day I succeed to meet her, and I ask her, your husband, he wished to have Hajj. Can you please give me some money to do Hajj in his behalf? Which at this time, like $5,000-$6,000. And he tell me he has hundred and hundred of thousand of dollar. She tell me, no, I can't. I said, this is his money. She said, all is gone. I renovated the house, I bought this, I bought that, the kids bought this. And his money was already spent. And for years, almost 2-3 years, I visited him before he died, rahmatullah alayhi. And he used to cry to me. And he said, his wife show up once a month or once every 2-3 months. His own children do not show up for 6-7 months. And when they come for a few minutes and they leave. And the man was crying day and night because nobody cared for him. A man, he worked very hard for his wife and his children. He ended up dying alone in the hospital or in the nursing home. Allah yirhamu ya Rabb. My dear brother and sister in Islam, I saw it today between all of us. Do we really have a real love for each other? Do we really care for each other? I tell you yesterday, and I'm still telling you, the way you deal with other, Allah will make you have the same ending. If you care for other, Allah will send people care for you. If you don't care for them, Allah will send a situation to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from the blindness of our heart. And allow us to have rahmah. Rahmah to each other. Real one, not fake one. Real love, not fake one. Real caring, not fake caring. And now I'm going to share with you some verses. And I really wish to take it seriously. It will make a lot of difference in your life. Chapter Al-A'raf, chapter Al-A'raf, verse 1 to 10, a complete message, a complete message. And I want you to think about it carefully and reflect. Number 17, verse number 17. Look at this verse and look at the ending. It's all about shukr, thanking Allah. Number 22 is a beautiful dua. And a very powerful dua. Number 24, meaning verse 24, this is, I consider it, the constitution of life. Do you know what it means? And how you comprehend it? Number 27, Imagine this message, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He ended, La yu'minun. Please, I want you to comprehend it and tell me what it means. Number 30, again, question of today. What it mean this ayah to you, and how you can have reflection about it? Number 43, what is the meaning of this verse? I mean now, don't read the Quran and tell me what it say. Don't tell me what it say, don't tell me what it mean. I want it to you, what it mean to you. How you can reflect with this verse in your life. This what I mean. And what do you think, what is the messages? Verse 51. A complete message, warning, and read, please, the verse before and the verse after. You will be surprised. What it mean and what is the surprise? This is a question for you. In verse 51,